This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to take on China, and I'm going to take on Mexico, and there you're going to bring back those jobs. But he doesn't tell you that all that clothes that says Donald J. Trump on it, it's not just tacky, it's made in China and in Mexico. If Donald Trump wants to bring jobs back to America from China and Mexico, he can start today. Why don't you announce that from now on, no products will be sold that say Donald J. Trump on them unless they're made in America?
All right, folks. So there he is going into Mickey Mouse. By the way, total transparency here. We're even thinking about mountain cameras. With live feeds all the time behind the scenes, because we have nothing to hide here. Nobody else has ever done this. Real reality, radio, TV. Mark Caesar, the news director, is ready at 590 to give us access to all the tapes and to interview his host that were on air and got all the calls. And to tell you about their newsroom getting flooded. So if you could talk to the two hosts that were there in the morning hosting the show with the dozens of calls, then we can play a few clips. And then you can talk to people in their newsroom that got flooded as well. So if you like, talk to them 2 minutes, then show the newsroom 2 minutes, and just tell folks what happened. Put a quick package together as fast as you can. I know we're stressed here and got most of our teams already in the field. Send Biggs and Josh. They don't need to be on the shot. Just if they want to get the news station on record that they've seen the fraud happening or the reports pouring in, to add to the Drudge story. Okay. Great job. Thank you.
And you also have got the MP3s from them.
Okay, great. We'll do it. Great job. Thank you. Sorry to cut into your time, Roger. I know you're busy. I'm just having to war game this in live time. We're seeing evidence of massive fraud in Austin going for Rubio, and that's the establishment candidate. Who would be pulling the strings? This is run of the Democrats here in Austin.
Everybody knows that the Harris County Bushies are in touch and close allies to the Harris County Democrats. Does this really surprise you? We're talking about the belly of the beast. Travis County, pardon me, I misspoke.
Hey, how could you know all the thousands of counties in the country? You're right, but absolutely. Yeah.
This is the most liberal county in Texas, I believe.
Yes.
And therefore, it's not surprising that they're in bed together. Never lose sight of the fact that the Bushes and the Clintons are joined at the hip. And earlier in the race, remember Hillary Clinton kept attacking Jeb while Jeb was foundering. That was an attempt to elevate Jeb among the Republicans. So as I outline in my book, Jeb and the Bush Crime Family, and in my book, The Clintons' War on Women, these two families apologize for each other, rehabilitate each other, and they profiteer. They steal together. Alex, one other point I would make that I think is absolutely key, and that is that we have all these late primaries where you've got some big winner take all states. You can see why Romney is maneuvering for that. So even though I think Trump is going to do great today. And even though I've never seen a political uprising like this, an insurgency, if you will, but the fear in the eyes of the establishment is like nothing I've ever seen, because some people are going to get prosecuted and go to jail.
So will they double down and pull out all the stops and get caught even worse? Or will they snatch victory from the jaws of defeat? Will they steal it all yet again?
Well, that's why we see these ridiculous attacks on Trump University. Look, 98% of the people who went to Trump University, which was a real estate course, we're satisfied, and they went on to make money, presumably.
It's one of the top real estate guys in history. I mean, if you don't get something out of a course, that's your problem, Dumbo.
Exactly. But this went to court, even though there are multiple suits. The attorney generals fought consolidations into all one suit. So it's already gone to trial in New York. The New York Democrat attorney general, Eric Schneiderman, tried to hold Donald and his daughter, Ivanka, who's an amazing person, up for campaign contributions, and when they refused to come up and spit out big dollars, he brought an action.
Well, if she wasn't my daughter, I'd date her too.
He got ignominiously defeated in court. He lost on every count.
Roger, I know you've got to go. You're busier than a one-legged man and a you-know-what, but your call, I know there's a lot of... I've been steering the show here. Is there any other key points you want to impart to people?
You know, we're going to start... we're going to begin sending people out to these various states that are voting today for the poll closings to check where there is a paper trail.
All right, Roger Stone, we'll talk to you again very soon. Thank you for your time.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here to announce the biggest single sale in InfoWars 21-year history. Until Monday at midnight, you can get 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filtration systems, the incredible high-quality nutraceuticals, vitamins and minerals, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, and more. This is the first leap year sale we've ever done, and it's the biggest sale in our history. And out of the thousands of items at InfoWarsLife.com, you will get discounts that are truly amazing. 30% off, free shipping, and more at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, from yours truly, Alex Jones, to all the patriots of every race, color, and creed across this country and the world, I salute you for your tireless fight against tyranny and your support of the InfoWar. Without you, none of this is possible.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're now into the second hour of our 4 hours here from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central of coverage of Super Tuesday and other geopolitical events and economic events that are taking place. We have investigative journalist Wayne Madsen, who works for InfoWars.com, who put out the investigations that have now gone national in the Inquirer and other places about connections to Marco Rubio and the gay mafia in Florida. We're going to be talking to him at the bottom of the hour. But right now, just for the next 15 minutes, Phyllis Schlafly, who is literally one of the longest-serving, hardest-fighting paleo-conservative-slash-constitutionalist out there, constitutional lawyer, truly someone that's helped lead and empower women and men as well, the founder of Eagle Forum, and she wrote the best-selling book, A Choice Not an Echo, that's back in print now, and she's worked in major administrations, Ronald Reagan, you name it. I am not going to go over her whole bio, but it's basically like interviewing Barry Goldwater or Ronald Reagan here on the show. In her tireless fight, talk about breaking through glass ceilings, she was doing that before they called it that. She, of course, has testified before Congress, you name it. She's been named one of the most 100 important women of the 20th century by the Ladies' Home Journal, eagleforum.org, Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, thank you for coming on. What a circus with Super Tuesday. The Pope and the Chinese government, communist, and the former Mexican president and the Democrats and the Republicans and the Koch brothers and the whole Republican establishment coming out against Trump. I mean, why are they so scared of him? I know you've tacitly endorsed him. NASCAR's come out, Chris Christie, Senator Sessions, so many others. It seems like the camps are forming. Phyllis Schlafly, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Well, thanks so much, Alex. Always good to join you.
You're the expert on this. What is front and center for you watching this campaign, and what's on the table?
Well, it's the most fun I've had with TV in years, watching the absolute dismay of the establishment who cannot get rid of Trump. They've tried everything, everything they possibly can, and they simply can't do it.
Does he smell like Reagan to you?
Yes, he does. The thing is, he's just a guy who's is not intimidated by the establishment, and then we like that. And I like him especially because he made immigration the top issue. And nobody else wanted to talk about it except Ann Coulter.
Donald Trump is a true game changer. So let's walk through, as a political expert and a societal expert, what is front and center for you, fellas? Give us your marching orders. Break down what the stakes are for us.
Well, I'm with Jeff Sessions. And you know what he said the other day was that the candidate has got to be right on immigration, and he's got to be right on these phony trade deals. And if you're not right on that, he's not going to vote for you. And I agree with Jeff Sessions.
That's the sovereignty of our country in the balance.
That's right. And I remember the last one of these trade deals they put through, they promised it was going to make 30,000 jobs. Well, it did, but they were all in South Korea.
It's simply incredible that we've gotten to this point. What do you think of the world leaders piling on and lecturing Americans about what we should do internally? That's always been a no-no.
Well, they think they are really the kingmakers. You know, that's what I named them during the Barry Goldwater days. And they really enjoy that role and think they should tell the rest of us dumb people what to do. But I don't think that's the way it ought to be. Our Constitution says we're governed by we the people. And I encourage everybody to get busy and vote for your conscience and not be intimidated by what the grassroots are trying to dictate to you.
You knew Barry Goldwater well, and I've studied him. What an amazing patriot who exposed the whole globalist agenda decades before it was even known. How different would this country be today if we would have elected Barry Goldwater? A, I know he influenced Reagan greatly, but B, what would Barry Goldwater say today if he saw where this country was?
Well, he would be disappointed at the people we've put up to run for office. Reagan wasn't perfect in every way, but he did believe in America, and he did obey the Constitution, and something that is definitely the right way to behave.
He was a nationalist and an anti-communist.
He was, and he meant what he said. And I asked Walker, who was running for president earlier and dropped out, what was the most important decision Reagan made, and he said the decision to fire the air traffic controllers. And they all snickered and laughed. They thought that was a dumb answer. And then they went over and asked the authority on economics, is his name Schmidt or?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
And he gave the same answer. And the thing was that that's when the Russians understood what kind of a man they were dealing with. And they couldn't push him around. And he was going to mean what he said and say what he means. And so that's what we like about him, and that's what we like about Trump.
Well, the arrogance of all these other countries saying we've got to have open borders and we've got to give everybody free stuff, none of them do that.
Of course they didn't. And, you know, the good example of what's happening is Germany. Now, I thought Germany, the Germans are pretty tough people, but they let all these immigrants into their country, and they regret it now, and they're trying to get rid of them.
We've only got 5 minutes left with you. We really appreciate your time. You have the floor to talk about the state of the world, Donald Trump.
Well, I think immigration is the number one issue, and these trade deals also. And these trade deals are all bad. And it's such a mistake that they call it free trade. It's free for the other countries, but not for us. And they have really destroyed our jobs and our opportunities for the middle class. It's just terrible what they've done to our country. We had a great country built on the middle class, and the trade deals have really destroyed that.
Well, the elites think driving down the wages and turning us into a third world country will give them control. Instead, they're soiling their own nest, killing the golden goose. What does your gut tell you about Trump? Will they be able to manufacture more attacks or steal the election? Or does your gut tell you the polls show he'll destroy?
They're going to do everything they possibly can. They're going to pull every dirty trick they can possibly do. And I hope they're not going to be successful. But you got to give him me forever for trying for the last 10 years.
What does your gut tell you? Do you think he's going to actually get the nomination? That's pretty clear now.
Yes, I do think he's going to get the nomination because I think so many people are fed up with the kingmakers. And
the polls show he will destroy Hillary. The polls show he will destroy Hillary.
Yeah. And the polls are showing that Trump is leading, and I think that's true. I think that people really want him.
Howard Stern came out and said
they want somebody who's going to stand up for America. They like his slogan, "We're going to make America great again."
He's even got liberals like Howard Stern endorsing him. The people are sick of America being put down. They're sick of America being put 10th. They're sick of all of it, and they love somebody that's plain-spoken, who doesn't apologize and doesn't back down, even if they disagree with some of what he says. And the fact that we are faced with Hillary, looking at the Bushes in closing, you were there when they tried to broker that convention in 1980 and made Reagan take George Herbert Walker Bush. Are you concerned about a broker convention this time? Because the Koch brothers and others say they're lining up to do that.
Well, I don't think they'll convince Trump to go along with them. I think he'll stand firm. That's his reputation, and I think it's true that he won't give in. But, you know, they worked on Reagan all night, and he thought that he couldn't get through the night with the pressure that was being put on him. And so that's, you remember, he called George W. Bush at 11:30 p.m. and said, "Get on over here. I'm introducing you as vice president." And, that's, history was made because they felt they could, they really wanted the other guy. But at any rate, they couldn't get him in. And that's how we got the Bush as a successor.
Amazing. Well, I believe we can defeat globalism, restore nationalism, and break this trance and say we're allowed to have a country. We're allowed to have sovereignty. We're allowed to be proud of ourselves. We're allowed to do this. We don't have to go under globalism. We don't have to sign our rights over the TPP or NAU. And I mean, and I think that Trump is helping break the hoax. Of course, standing on the shoulders of people like you and Ron Paul and Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan and countless others that came before them. It's got to be satisfying, fellas, in closing, though, to see such a strong, true conservative movement that you and Barry Goldwater and others helped found. And I don't want to just give credit here, but history is important. Who else would you like to credit as being the founders of what we see today as a real shot of saving America?
Well, it was really Reagan who did it. He was the flag carrier for the whole conservative movement. And Barry Goldwater did a great job, but then he kind of wandered off the reservation after that. But at any rate, the movement that was created by Barry Goldwater has retained, and we've built it. And Eagle Farm has played a big role in that. And I encourage people to be active in politics, because that's where the action is.
Absolutely. And if you think there's election fraud, fine.
I want them all to go to Cleveland.
Absolutely. Get involved. Take over the system. Phyllis Flatley, EagleForum.org. Thank you so much for joining us on Super Tuesday.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be back with breaking news information on Alex Jones.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. Now, revealing FEMA's plight could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. I just created a free video presentation at 123FEMA.com that exposes the truth. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to 123FEMA.com to see the number one item to hoard and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to 123FEMA.com and discover the number one item most critical in a crisis. Go watch my video now at 123FEMA.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123FEMA.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You will find us. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, part of the InfoWars live system. Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, right through 10 o'clock Central, we're going to have live coverage of the Super Tuesday results as they come in. They'll be watching for fraud. And we also tonight probably should give out our own studio number and take calls specifically on exit polling, what people experienced, what happened. That's an idea of a meeting to add. I don't know if we can get that done in this short time, but we'll see. That way it's not just our great crew having to sit there for 5 hours and talk, playing clips. I mean, it's informative, and we analyze the mainstream media as it unfolds, but it's even more grueling than just covering a debate, because you can sit back and let them talk and then cover the debate. But actually sitting there for 4 or 5 hours is very, very tiring at times. So I'm going to be up here helping as well and going over all the latest information. We do have a guest, another guest, popping in, Wayne Madsen, on the whole gay mafia angle with Marco Rubio. And you know, every time I mention something like this, I see news articles, you know, going, Alex Jones is bashing gay people. Well, I'm not against people they call gay. I am against you taking over the language. It's called homosexual. It's called heterosexual between a man and a woman. And two women, you know, it's lesbians from the Isle of Lesbos. There's no connotation there. It's just the island of women. That you can say Islas Mujeres in Spanish. Isla Mujeres, you know, if you want to talk about Mexico. And I'm not on your back. I don't care. Whatever. Just don't, whether you're a heterosexual or a homosexual, try to control language and tell me how to talk. And don't try to go into the schools and recruit the kids and try to act like their parents. And go beyond. I mean, as a parent, I don't talk about sex to my kids till like 12 or 13. Only talked about it really with my son so far. I have younger daughters. And I just, it's like the school does it, though. And then you get into all this stuff that isn't even the basics. It's not your business, and it's sick. And then I look at Marco Rubio, who gets arrested at this bathroom in the middle of the night. They hide the records. The guy gets arrested with, gets caught running a gay porn site and a gay porn production company and a house. And I just, and he's got this family member he's close to with the drug dealing and all this stuff. And I'm just saying, whoa, that's blackmailable material. Quite frankly, this is how they control Congress, whether it's homosexual or heterosexual. They control people through the sexual stuff. And that's why I wish these politicians would break the back of the political system that uses this and come out and not get into lurid details, but say, I partied a lot when I was in college, did a lot of wild stuff. I'm a loving family man with a wife and kids now. And so I'm not going to talk about people's personal lives and what they're into. But here's the deal. Marco Rubio and others have done that themselves. So they've opened the door up. So let's be clear. I'm not here judging this guy, because Lord knows none of us are perfect. And you know, I don't have these type of escapades it looks like he's involved in. But let me tell you, you know, I'm certainly not going to sit up here and tell you that I'm not Pepe Le Pew in some points of my life when it comes to women. And so I'm just not on a high horse. Here's the deal, though. I don't screw anybody over. I don't cheat anybody. I don't hurt innocent people. And I treat people like I want to be treated. And I am a good family man today. But this idea that stuff you've done in your past then enslaves you and controls you is wrong. Unless it's murdering people or ripping people off. If it's victimless, then I don't say it's a crime. It may be a crime in God's eyes. But I'm not here to judge stuff that I see you beat an old lady's brains out with a baseball bat. I know you're a murderer, and I'm going to try to stop you. But when it comes to all this nebulous stuff, I'm going to get the beam out of my eye before I have to get the beam out of your eye, to quote Christ. He says, oh, I got a speck in my eye, I got a beam in yours. But that said, that's how they control people in these secret societies, these sex societies. It's one of the biggest. That's how they've done it for thousands of years. And so these things are used as tools, and so Marco Rubio is fair game, and I tell you, the evidence is pretty strong. The smell is strong. Kind of like, you don't know what your neighbor's grilling, but it smells like hamburgers. So you go over there, sure enough, it's hamburgers. There's some meat smoke blowing over here. Or let's use a gross analogy. You smell the dead possum. You know there's something dead in the air conditioning vents. You don't know what, but it stinks. You know, something's going on here. Something is unfolding here. And Obama had the same background, clearly, with the whole bisexual stuff going on, and that's how they controlled him. And so for me, that's the issue. With Hillary, how blackmailable is that she's seen more tailed in a bicycle seat or a toilet seat, to quote Bill Clinton. And that's a quote. He said both those. I mean, imagine, they've got her and her all her girlfriends, and she's so arrogant, she stays in the same room with them on the campaign trail. Reportedly, sometimes a couple women. I mean, she's partying hard, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life.
Turn me on, I'm high tonight. Something you never forget.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Turn me on, I'm high tonight. Out in the streets to get. Turn me on, I'm high tonight. Something you never forget.
Better turn me loose. Better set me free. A little bit better than I used to be because I'm alive. I'm a live wire, baby. I love it. Only alive once, going toe-to-toe with the globals. Standing up for the little guys. I can't stand bullies and trash. I don't like violence, but I tell you, it's a good feeling when you knock a bully upside the head and their jaw breaks. You see them fall like a sack of potatoes and their head hits that concrete. Because they know they've been run over. They always think they're invincible when they start the fight until they start losing. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Weeknights, we're back 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. But tonight, extended coverage, Infowars.com/show. We're going to have Wayne Madsen popping in with his analysis. We're going to have Richard Reeves covering Super Tuesday from the ground. I'll be there. Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, Joe Biggs, Rob Dew, Darren McBreen, Kit Daniels, and anybody else in this great office, my writers, my crew, they've all got great points to make. So much coming up tonight, Infowars.com/show to find all the coverage, and you can share the links with everybody. We've also got backups on YouTube, and we're going to do Facebook mentions and so much more. I had an idea yesterday, and I was going to do it again on this show, but it's too serious. I don't know. I might do it at like 1:30 and just let you know it's a joke because it freaked out people too much, even though I started laughing at the first and said this is not sincere. Because I couldn't. Rob was in the background with camera, and he goes, "Be strong, Alex. You can do it. Be brave." So I started laughing. McAdoo's off camera. She starts laughing. We're going to repost it the front page of Infowars.com and send it out on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. So be sure and follow us at Real Alex Jones. Yeah, scroll down on Facebook. But it's got the headline, Alex Jones comes out against Trump. And I do this sarcastic piece where I'm like, the communist Chinese are against him. The former president of Mexico is against him. The Pope is against him. Obama is against him and says we can't have him. The Republicans and the Koch brothers are against him. And I go through this whole litany, and I say, that's it, I'm against Trump. He's horrible. The establishment's right. I mean, my gosh, he's saying vaccines are dangerous and 9/11 truth and sovereignty's good. I mean, this is so horrible. Oh, my gosh. And then McAdoo comes in and basically roughs me up. It's not real. People think it's actually real. It's like Looney Tunes, you know, level of humor. Or Three Stooges-esque. It's fun. It's gone super viral. I think both videos together, it's like 500,000 views since last night when we shot it live. You can see the low-res version up there, but under it, I'm going to have them post the high-res YouTube of it. So it's pretty funny. And Leanne, we talked about like a minute before we shot it. She was literally in here about to go out and do a Man on the Street interview, and I said, hey, let's do this. She said, sure, sounds fun. And it just illustrates how crazy it is to get on the anti-Trump bandwagon. It's not that he's perfect, but he's the symbol now of the uprising against the Bush and Clinton crime family. We're going to Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, WayneMadsenReport.com. Now, obviously, we're going to get into the gay mafia stories that he wrote 3 years ago, a year ago, and a week ago that got put in the National Enquirer. And obviously, we're going to get into that. But wow, how vindicated does he feel? Because he went out there. And I said, this is near the border, drug dealers, he's dead, key Supreme Court Justice, Antonin Scalia, it's connected to black ops, Obama, the pillow under the head, no autopsy. And Wayne and Biggs go, we feel like an occultic Bohemian Grove thing. They even put tweets out and Instagram saying that, both of them. And, you know, I feel Dick Cheney's out here, and this just really fits with the occult. And Washington Post last week, he died part of a secret society. It claims it's a hunting society. No, it's not. It's a spinoff of the Bavarian Illuminati, like Skull and Bones, like Bohemian Grove. And they admit it was founded by Bohemian Grove, itself a chapter of the Bavarian Illuminati. It's a German death cult. People always accuse me, the white supremacists especially, they go, you're anti-German. You say it's a death cult, you piece of trash. Quit bashing Germans. If I'm anything of my Heinz 57 of European lineage and some Native American, it is German. I got more German in me than anything. Bavarian, Alsatian, Prussian. I mean, my mom's side of the family, both sides, it's almost all Germans. My dad's, you know, English and Irish and Scottish and American Indian. But it's just wild that they spin it all. I'm not saying Germans run the world and it's a Germanic. I'm saying when you get to the bottom of the barrel over and over again and do occultism, you just keep hitting Germanic death cult. That's what the Illuminati is. And it's in the news. Notice. Boom. So we'll talk about that with Wayne Madsen. But it's not a German bashing exercise. The Germans were dumb to be suckered into World War II. They were set up. It was wrong. 20 million Germans died. Now, let's move on from there. We're running the biggest sale in our history. The leap year, the 29th, is come and gone. Now, March 1st, Ides of March coming up, Super Tuesday. We have to end it, okay, because 10 items at least have sold out. They told me another 5 or 6 are set to sell out in the next few hours. Some of them are books, videos, T-shirts, but a lot of them are nutraceuticals. We can't just be completely run out because the sale's so good. 30% off and free shipping. Some of these we're losing money on. But it does help fund the operation, the products we do make money on. Liver Shield's back in stock. Anthroplex, which is basically the pill form of super male or female vitality. It's excellent. It just came in. The truck came in yesterday, a limited supply. Oxy powder is in. A whole bunch of great items, non-GMO seeds, they're there. 30% off, free shipping, and this is our Super Tuesday sale. It has to end tomorrow before showtime. It has to, because we're going to sell out of everything. I had no idea we went this low on the already discounted prices. So this would happen. And that's good that we're bringing some funds in, because we're spending so much money sending reporters around the country. I want to send Wayne to Davos and Bilderberg. I want Wayne to go to Bilderberg this year. I want to send like five people. I may even go. I'm just so busy holding down the fort here. Believe me, I want to go to Europe. So it's good to have that capital, help build this media institution that continues to win. Our story about Texas and votes going to Marco Rubio, that's on DrudgeReport.com, top of Drudge right now, middle column. Point is, we're not just effective, we're super effective thanks to your prayers, your support, you name it. InfoWarsLife.com, patient of nutraceuticals. InfoWarsStore.com, one word, is the umbrella site, or call 888-253-3139. Go read the rave reviews for yourself. Here's a review on Liver Shield, Lily May in St. Catharines, Ontario. I would buy this Liver Shield again. I use Liver Shield every day on the sixth day, and that's when she did the cleanse. All kinds of black crud came out. I'm 63 years old and feel 35 again. Alex, thanks, Alex, for your great products. Here's another one that I'm going to stop plugging. Inski in Austin, Texas, Liver Shield. Feeling great, physically fit, satisfied. I use this product daily. Taste is great. I believe this product is working. Always follow instructions via any product for best results. And that's another five-star review. There's thousands of them, tens of thousands for all the products on third-party power reviews. And that's how we're funding our operation, not with taxpayer money like MSNBC or NPR, but with your support. Thank you for supporting us and being right beside us. We couldn't do it without you. All right. You can go to WayneMadsenReport.com or InfoWars.com. But WayneMadsenReport.com is a great place to go to find it all archived neatly. And here's the headline. Cover up. Rubio establishment try to bury Rubio's gay past, close quote, reports. Here's another one. Rubio's Cuban mafia connections in Miami-Dade. Now, he wrote articles about him years ago in his investigations of Obama and blackmail. And I want to be clear, because I know Wayne's views on this. We're not bashing him if he's bisexual. Okay, that's not what we do. I'm a libertarian. I am a Christian. I have my own views, but I do not judge people. As long as you leave people's kids alone, whether you're heterosexual or homosexual, whatever. That said, they can blackmail him with this, and he's got the Koch brothers behind him, the whole power structure behind him. It shows that there's some serious issues here. We're going to cover that and then get into the Washington Post headline. Scalia died in part of a secret society ritual. With all that weird satanic garbage everywhere and devil faces and we'll roll some of that B-roll once we get to that. I tell you, Wayne, being on the air 21 years, it didn't used to feel like this. Now every day feels like Outer Limits, surreal, Twilight Zone. Are you feeling like that in your 30 years as a reporter, before that, a high-level officer at the National Security Agency? I mean, is this not getting too crazy?
I've covered a lot of presidential campaigns, and this one is almost like the Don Rickles running against Rodney Dangerfield. It is. I've never seen anything like it. I know in the past candidates would, you know, throw some barbs, but, I mean, when we had Marco Rubio in Virginia just the other day, questioned Donald Trump's hand size, and he says, well, you know, guys with small hands, you know what that means. No, Marco, why don't you let us know? I mean, Marco sounds like he's an expert.
Rubio's an expert on men's members. Yeah, he knows how to scope them out.
He said he was staring at Trump in the green room before the Houston debate. Notice, he says, well, I was wondering whether Donald thought he wet his pants. Well, why was Rubio staring, looking for
Well, that's an amazing thought, Wayne. Why is Rubio obsessed with Donald Trump's package? Is the headline.
And that's the real headline, I think, here. He can't contain himself. I just, and since I reported Rubio and the foam bath, it's been confirmed that when he was going to those foam parties in South Beach in the 90s, in South Beach, they were exclusively gay events. These people are coming out and saying, oh, I went to a foam party and it wasn't. Well, if it's in Poughkeepsie, New York, maybe not. But if it was in South Beach, Miami-Dade County, Florida, it was. And, he's got all these people coming to his defense. You know,
well, you've got photos on your site. You might direct folks where they go to see those that look like Rubio at these parties.
Well, that is Rubio, and see that. That's another thing. That was a high. That was a thing they did for his high school, but it was so popular in South Beach, they took that on the road.
Sure. And that is Rubio. Look at his ears. But let's go back to him. Admittedly, as a male cheerleader like Bush and Perry and everybody. I mean, it's so rare to be a male cheerleader. It's known about half of them are usually gay. I mean, he's a male cheerleader jumping around in a Chippendales outfit. Most of Chippendales, it's known, are gay. And then, boom, he looks like he's at gay foam parties. Explain what foam parties are.
A foam party was, they held them at these gay clubs in South Beach where a bunch of gay guys would get on the dance floor. And then he would spray foam in where the foam would go, as that one photo showed, right up to basically their chest level. And then all kinds of unsavory things would happen underneath the foam. Now it's been said, he actually, in this case, it's up to between their chests and their necks. And Rubio said he met his wife at one of these foam parties. So I inquired about that. And what I got in response was a lot of women used to go to these events. They were spectators. And they basically got off on watching these gay guys, cavorting in the suds. I think after the Christie endorsement of Trump, I now understand why Chris Christie kept referring to Marco Rubio as the boy in the bubble. He says you got to get out of the bubble. Yeah, I think what he meant was the bubble bath.
Wow. So he could, it looks like he's connected, to public sex parties.
Yeah, not only that, I just posted this about an hour ago. Christie and some of his big, Rubio and some of his campaign contributors, all part of this, what I call the Cuban Mafia in Miami-Dade County, they have been seen at Miami's most well-known swingers club called Miami Velvet, which is only a few exits down the Palmetto Expressway from where Rubio established just last week his Florida campaign headquarters.
Well, I talked to high-level Republicans, and they say the word even before this is that Rubio's a switch hitter.
Yeah. It was well-known even in back when he was first running for the Florida House of Representatives. Of course, he was taken under the wings of a lot of these wealthy Cubans in Miami. And if you look at, their parentage, it was like a lot of these guys were part of the Bay of Pigs invasion.
CIA.
So this is what we're dealing with here. So in 2005, Rubio bought a house for $550,000. And in 37 days, it had appreciated something like $185,000 to the point where he could then get a home equity loan.
Yeah, for folks that don't know, that's the classic scam is property deals where you suddenly are able to sell it for way more than it's worth.
Well, and it's almost a carbon copy of what Obama did with Tony Rezko in Chicago when they flipped that real estate, Obama's house.
Well, now what you first started reporting on is coming out in the news. They're looking at it very seriously. Is this damaging him?
Well, you would think so, but the establishment Republicans seem to be drifting towards Rubio. I see his support is coming from the log cabin Republicans. And they try to say that's a minority in the party. It's no minority. Anyone who's
I'm just saying, and I'm not. Look at Bohemian Grove. Republicans tend to lean more homosexual at the leadership level than Democrats. The Democrats tend to rape women a lot. I just notice it. They're into women. They like to rape and hurt women. I don't know why. It just seems they're mainly heterosexual and like to beat women. I'm sure you've noticed that. You've talked about it before. But with the Republicans, it then veers off into men and men dressing like women. I mean, I've seen the photo inside Bohemian Grove. I was there with John Ronson of Henry Kissinger bent over, shoving his hands in his pants. I'm not going to say what he was doing, but I mean, no, Ronson wrote about it in his book.
Yeah,
I wasn't even going to talk about it until Ronson put it in his book.
That's a bad visual on that. I'm just thinking on the book.
It was Kissinger as dressed as a woman, with his butt up in the air. Yeah,
trying to be like Madeleine Albright, apparently. So I think what we have in Rubio, we have a similar situation with Barack Obama. We got a guy who was born, when he was born in Florida, his parents were not American citizens. Again, we got an issue here with that natural born caveat in the Constitution. What did the founders actually mean? We've never had a decision on that. And, a lot of people think that Scalia, if he were still on the court, would have been a very strict, he would have had a very strict interpretation.
I agree. Let's come back and talk about Scalia and then do one more segment after that with you, Wayne. But getting back, I don't mean to say gross things on air. I don't normally. We're talking about world figures. We're talking about things that are being said and done. Rubio's talking about his hand size, and you know what that means. So we have to go there because these are grown men talking about this at a level never before seen. So I talk about what I saw at Bohemian Grove, and I never told anybody until Ronson wrote in his book, and I said, no, I was with him. Ronson didn't want it known until the book came out that he was there with me. Then it was spun like I lied who was with me. No, it was called being a journalist. But correct me if I'm wrong, because you study this as well. Doesn't it seem Democrats lean more hetero but claim they're more pro-gay, but then they tend to abuse women, and I see them killing more women. Look at the Pope with the dead woman. He's more of a liberal. Have you found overall, covering Capitol Hill for 30 years, that that's an accurate generalization?
Yeah, what I found is Democrats, largely, it's when they get caught in a sex scandal, it's with a member of the opposite sex. When it's Republicans, it's usually a member of the same sex. And, the ones, the Republicans that wake up in the morning and they're worried there's gays in their closet and under their bed and around the corner, these are the guys that are usually the ones that get caught.
But am I right saying, though, a lot of the Democrats like to beat women, though?
Oh, yeah, there's been a lot of cases.
Yeah, they're into bondage and stuff. We'll be back.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, I want to get into Scalia with our guest Wayne Madsen in this segment of the next. Then we have Patrick Wood who's written a very important book on the technocracy to understand where we're all really going. We'll have updates on what's unfolding, the latest news as well, interspersed. And in the fourth hour, we'll also be going to have open phones with David Knight, and then we're going to try to take calls tonight off and on during our 4 hours plus live coverage that's going to be taking place, kicking off 7 o'clock Central Time, InfoWarsNews.com takes you over to the nightly news, but the feeds are free for everybody at InfoWars.com/show. Wayne, looking at this election just briefly and what you see happening with Trump, I think a lot of it is he's never been in the insider billionaire club. He has always been a maverick, whether he's good or bad. He's extremely heterosexual. I know people that know him up in New York. I would expect down the road that's something they're going to raise, you know, the fact that he's Pepe Le Pew. But he's never really covered any of that up. He's not really hiding it. So what power does that have over him? What else do you expect him to do, and what's your view of Trump right now as things stand?
Well, I mean, I think tonight we're going to see the sort of the Trump Express continuing to bulldoze through the Republican establishment. What I'm hearing is in Virginia, the turnout is considered very high for a primary election, and that may be Republicans coming out to vote there. That's, by the way, that's an open primary, so you can have crossover votes. And there's a lot of, especially in Southwest Virginia, that's where you'll find a lot of the old quote-unquote Reagan Democrats. This was a coal mining area where, you know, there's a lot of blighted cities and towns there, but of course, that anti-free trade rhetoric from Trump is going to play very well there. I understand the turnout is also very high in Georgia, so he's expected to carry both Georgia and Virginia. I think the states to watch are the ones where Cruz was either ahead comfortably or slightly, and that would be Texas and also Arkansas. Rubio, as we know, hasn't won anything yet. He might win Minnesota, but we'll have to see. Trump was very, very close behind him in the polls there. So we'll also have to see how this dirty trick about trying to link him with David Duke is going to play out. My feeling is I think voters are smarter than that, and they know how the media gets onto these stories.
Well, he's already come out and repudiated it on Twitter, and years ago did it.
Yeah.
But they keep saying he needs to repudiate. People do that to me. They go, you need to repudiate that you work for ABC News, or you need to repudiate you work for the Koch brothers. Never worked for ABC News, never got anything from the Koch brothers. People, you need to repudiate it again to me. And that's reportedly what I've been told by folks that know Trump. He's like, I've done it. I'm done. I'm not doing what they want anymore. Because
yeah.
He goes, next, he'll repudiate this, repudiate that. And then he's out there apologizing. I don't know if that strategy's right. Part of me tells me it's smart. Other part tells me it's dumb.
Well, it's a straw man they throw up there. You know, they want to get him to go after it. And it happens in a lot of these campaigns. But I if he wins, there's 11 states either voting in the primary or caucusing. If he wins, I'd say 9 of those. I think there's no way they're going to stop him.
Sure, if he wins 350 delegates, which is a low number, and the other two split 300, and the others hit like 30, then I think he clearly is the nominee.
Yeah, because then the next ones are Ohio and Florida, where they're both winner take all. And if he wins, he's ahead in Florida. He's also slightly ahead of Kasich in his home
sure,
state.
Sure, sure, and that's where the real fraud we're told is going on against him. What do you make of the Ides of March option? I mean, that's the next primary. I'm afraid they're going to go after him physically. The New York Times called for his death.
Well, you know, as someone who was pretty young at the time, and I was up watching in the morning Robert Kennedy's, I turned on the TV, and he's giving us, like, we're going to go on to Chicago and win the nomination.
Hold on, stay there. I'm going to let you host the next 5 minutes. We're going to come back and let you segue out of the assassination of Trump, they try it, into what happened with the secret society and Scalia. You've got the next 5 minutes. You're going to host it. But I want to watch what you have to say, but I've got emergency news to research here. So you're taking over for 5.